The name Moshe. So the Chida already said. And we saw from the Tzrei Amar that the name Moshe has in it Dvarim Nistarim. It's a Shpele, it's a Soid. There's something going on here in this name. So I just want to bring out one more Nakuda as it relates to the Soid of the name Moshe. And this comes from the Torah, it comes from the Beis Medrash of the Hevel Gichsam Sofer. And really, it begins with a Gemara that we learned together not so long ago, in Perek Yesh Noichlan, Daf Kuf Tesam Abes. So this Gemara we learned together really not so long ago, 7.5 years ago. But we went through the story then of the Pesel Micha. Right? So there was a man named Micha and he built a Pesel and he meets this traveler whose name is Yehoinason ben Gershon ben Menashe. This person is a Levi and he was very excited and he hires him to attend to this Pesel, the Pesel Micha, the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara said in Yesh Noichlan Kuf Tes Amid Beis that really this Yehoinason ben Gershon ben Moshe ben Asher was really Yehoinason ben Gershon ben Moshe. Why then was he referred to as Menashe? Because this person was Oved Avodah Zarah. And we know Menashe was Maimed Tzelem Beheichel, right? And he was involved in Tzelem and the Pesel Micha. So it's for that reason, Tolei Akosa ben Menashe. Mitoich She'osa Maise Menashe. Therefore, Tolei Akosa ben Menashe. But really, you want to know who this kid was? It was none other than Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson. It's a Pella. And he's this Kayan, he's this person that's serving, and he's attending to this Avodah Zarah. So this person, Yehoinason ben Gershon ben Menashe, is really Yehoinason ben Gershon ben Moshe. So why are we calling him Menashe? The reason we're calling him Menashe is because he was also Maisa Menashe. He was involved in Avodah Zarah. But really he's Ben Moshe. And the Chassam Sofer in two places. In one of his Zayin Adadrashes, and it's in the first piece, in Teres Moshe, in Parshas Tetzaveh, he says, to me, Zokt Chassam Sofer, Ein HaGemara Azu Oime Elo Darsheni. The end of the day, his name is Moshe, it's not Menashe. You're making from Moshe Menashe. And he says, not just that, it bothers me even more. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do anything. It's this Yohanneson that did it. So if you want to be Toiva Menashe, throw it into the kid's name. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do to deserve to somehow have a remez in his name to go from Moshe to Menashe? So the Chassam Sofer says like this. He says that we know that there's one parasha in the Torah where Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. It's Parshas Tetzaveh. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu's name not mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh? Because after the Chet Egel, when Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading and he was begging with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't destroy Klal Yisrael, he says, if you're not going to, I'm happy, wipe me out of your Sefer Torah. I don't want to be in the Torah. V'kachava. One parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is taken out. So the Chassam Sofer asks, and this is so Chassam Sofer, this is Ptuchi Choysim, Ben Benoishal Ptuchi Choysim. He says, I don't understand. It sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take me out of your Sefer Torah. He says, if you ask me, I would think that what Moshe Rabbeinu did, when he said, Machenina, this was the greatest thing you could have possibly done. What's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Moshe Rabbeinu was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm willing to put everything on the line. I'm happy for you to literally forget about me. Ich bin a garnish. Just what? Just go ahead and rat the Klal Yisrael. So if that's the case, how is it possible, says the Chassam Sofer, that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for what he said? Adarabba, this is the greatest act of a serious nefesh. Right, why is it so petuchei chosen? This is the Chassam Sofer by Aharon HaKohen. That says that when Aharon HaKohen was involved in the Chet HaEgel, it was the greatest act of Mesiras Nefesh ever. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he told Aharon HaKohen, he says, Ki lokach nefcharto, it's tavke because of this. Because of your tremendous act of Mesiras Nefesh that you were willing to play a role in the Chet HaEgel to save Klal Yisrael. Right? Mesiras Nefesh is not just giving up your guf. If you're willing to give up your nefesh, your neshama, in Marav Doinu L'malach Hashem Tzvoka, if you're willing to be an oimit, that's Chassam Sofer. That's what it means to be a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, right? That's what Ptuchei Chosim is. But the point is, said the Hilgi Chassam Sofer, that to me, I would think fakert. I would think that what Moshe Rabbeinu did was not true. It's not the Chassam Sofer, the kash is so strong, you have to say it's true. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, your name's not going to be in Parshas Tetzaveh, it wasn't an oinish. It was a reward. It was a schar. And he says, you know why? He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want his name mentioned anywhere in the Torah. He says, why would Moshe Rabbeinu not want his name mentioned in the Torah? He says, because I'm going to tell you a klal in Avodas Hashem. The klal in Avodas Hashem is that hanelam v'hanistar hu lo'olam yoisem mekudesh mehanigla. He says, the pnimius is always more kaddish than the chitzonius. Another time he says it. Ulaharos ke apnimius yoisem choshem mehanigla b'toira. Even in Torah, pnimius ha'toira is more kadosh, so to speak, than the chitzonius of Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was kulay pnimius. Kulay pnimius means that he wants to be in the Torah, but he wants to be in the pnimius of the Torah. He doesn't want to be in the chitzonius of the Torah. So it's better to be in the pnimius of the Torah as opposed to being... So if you, when you open up a Sefer Torah, you could read Moshe. Yeah, so you're seeing the word Moshe. But recognize, when you see the word Moshe, that's chitzonius, because that's what you're able to read. But in pnimius, there's a whole nother world. People that have oygin, that can see pnimius, can access and tap into that world. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be in the Sefer Torah. Of course he wanted to be in the Sefer Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that he should be merumis in the Torah. He should be in the pnimius of the Torah. What he didn't want was to be in the chitzonius of the Torah. I don't want Moshe. I don't need all the askaris of Moshe. Give me better pnimius. Chassam Sofer says something so niflodek. The Gemara says in Masechta Schum, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, Moshe min HaTorah Minayin. What's the a remes to Moshe in the Torah? It says in Parashas Bereishis, B'shegam hu basar, and B'shegam is B'gematria Moshe. Hama min HaTorah Minayin says, Hamin ho'eitz, Hashetzi v'sicha levilti achol mimenu achalta, Estim min HaTorah Minayin. The Pasuk says, V'noichi haster aster pane b'yoy mahu, Mordchai min HaTorah Minayin. The Pasuk says, murderer, umetargaminon, meira dachya. Said the Chassam Sofer, the Gemara over here mentions four people. We mention Moshe, we mention Haman, we mention Esther, and we mention Mordechai. He says, in order of greatness, Moshe, of course, is the greatest, like, come, Navi, be Yisrael, come Moshe. Mordechai would be number two, Esther would be number three, and Haman would be number four. Says the Chassam Sofer, Moshe min HaTorah Minayin, B'shegam. Doesn't say Moshe, it says B'shegam. B'shegam is the gematria of Moshe, thus there's a remez to Moshe. Mordechai min HaTorah Minayin, it says murderer. Doesn't say Mordechai. The targum of murderer is Meirada. Now it's more than just the gematria, it's the targum of the word. But it's only the targum of the word, it's not Mefurish. Esther, who's the next level, min HaTorah Minayin, it says, V'noichi Haster Aster. It kimat says her name, Haster Aster. And oh, by the way, the Chassam Sofer says it, the Gemara says in Megillah, that what was Esther's real name? It was Hadassah. Esther, she was called for different reasons, but the bottom line is, her name was really Hadassah. Abahamim min HaTorah Minayin, Hamin Ho'etz, it says the word Haman. He says, because the more Kaddish you are, the more Bipnimius you are. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who was on the highest level of Kedusha, it's Kulay Pnimius. Moshe min HaTorah Minayin, B'shegam, it's B'gematria Moshe. Mordechai, who was a little bit of a lesser Madrega min HaTorah Minayin, it says murderer, umetargaminon, meiradachya. It's the targum of the word. It's not just the gematria, it's the targum. That's much more. Oh, but it's only in the targum of the word. Estim min HaTorah Minayin, it says haster aster. Almost. And it's not even a real name. Haman, it says Bokzener, Hamin Ha'ek, it says Mefurish. That's the Haman HaTorah Minayin. He said, because the more Kaddish you are, the more you are Bepinimius. Right, this is, of course, reminiscent of the Katz Kavart that we've mentioned so many times. Befi Yisharim Tisroimam, Uve Sifzei Tzadikim Tisbarach, Uve Shoyin Chasidim Tiskadash, Uve Kerev Kedoshim Tisawal. And the Katz Kavart said that there's four Madregas in Avodas Hashem. There's a Yasha, there's a Tzadik, there's a Chasin, and there's a Kaddish. The Yasha is on the lowest Madrega, and the Kaddish is on the highest Madrega. And the higher the Madrega you are, so the more Bepinimius your Avodas. This is all Nosach Sfar. So the Yasha is on the lowest Madrega, it's Befi Yisharim. He's going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his whole mouth. As it relates to the Tzadik, it's Besifzei Tzadikim. It's not his whole mouth, it's the Sfasayim. The Chassid is on a higher Madrega, it's more Bepnimius. It's not even his lip. You don't see his lips moving. It's Belshoin. Oh, but the Kadosh, it's Bekerev Kedoshim Tesalo. Because the more Bepnimius, the more Kadosh. Bekerev Kedoshim Tesalo. So Moshe Rabbeinu was on the highest level of Kedusha. So this is how it plays Savarov. Says the Heilig Chassam Sofer that of course Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his name in the Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be merumas in the Torah. He didn't want that it should be bechitzonius. Oh, but at the end of the day, even though that's what he wanted, he wasn't zeichato. And you know why? The Chassam Sofer says, Shedayoy liyos kirabo yisparach shamay. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned in the Torah. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned in the chitzonius of the Torah, how could Moshe Rabbeinu be greater? Dayoy lovoy miradin liyos kinodin. Ekenesh zayin gresa. Oh, but when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Vim I am Mechenina Mesifrecha," when he went ahead and he said those words, Moshe Rabbeinu showed the ultimate Mesiris Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm going to reward you." And you know what the reward is going to be? The reward is going to be, there's going to be one parasha that your name is not going to be mentioned. Not mentioned benigla, but it's going to be mentioned bepnimius. So where bepnimius is a mention. So the Chasam Sofer says, if you have pnimius de ge'oigen, you can go through Parshas Tetzaveh and you're going to be able to find all the kufal psukim, right? There's different remazim. We've spoken about some of them in the past. And the Chasam Sofer goes in this drasha and he mentions different remazim to Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm just going to mention one. And that is, he quotes from the Yalkut Ruveni, right in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, who quotes from the Heilige Megala Amukos, that the Megala Amukos said that the last word in Parshas Truma is Mechoshes. It's the last word. The first word in Parshas Tetzaveh is Va'ata. So the Megala Amukos said, Va'ata Tetzaveh, Somach el Mechoshes, Shesayim ba Parshas Shalofonov. The remez boy, there's a remez over here. You know what the remez is? Shehoyim Moshe Nitzutz Shlishi Min Hevel. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a Nitzutz Shlishi from Hevel. He was a Nitzutz of Hevel, but he was already the third Nitzutz. Who were the first two? Shase was the first, Noyach was the second, and Moshe was the third. Vizehu, said the Megala Mukos, Nechoshes Va'ata. Kaloimar, Nechoshes is Noyach, Shase. So Hevel is Nisgalgal three times. You know what the three times is? Nechoshes, that's Noyach, Shase, Va'ata, new Moshe, is three, and these are the Indian, this is the Gilgulim of Hevel. Now the MS is, the Chasam Sofer brings, and I saw Ramosha Shlomiok in his Oitzvus Chasam Sofer, comes already from the Arizal, that the Riyah Kudish said, this Indian, that Hevel, who was killed by Kayan, was Nisgalgal three times, Sheis, Noyach, and Moshe, but the Chasam Sofer says this is another remez right here. This is another remez right here to the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nechoshes Va'ata. So the Chasam Sofer says like this. It's you doing the Svar Makdoshim, that this Gilgal, this Inyan, is already merumas in the name Moshe. Because Moshe itself is Rosh HaTevis, Moshe, Sheis, Hevel. We said Matat Saragodo, Mimchem Shiftecha, Hishkiach. But really, Moshe itself is Moshe, Sheis, Hevel. Freit Chasam Sofer, what happened to Noach? It's there's supposed to be Noach too, right? What happened to Noach? So the Chasam Sofer says like this. He says, Sheis lived in the very, very beginning of time. He says that Hevel lived at the very beginning of time. They lived before the Dor of Enosh, before there was even a generation of Avodah Zarah. Yesterday in Chumashir, we spoke out, L'shoyne Azov Shal HaRambam, right in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that Bimei Enosh, the world made a terrible mistake, and that's when Avodah Zarah came into place. Hevel and Sheis lived before the Dor Enosh. They lived before there was something called Avodah Zarah. Noach already lived in a time of Avodah Zarah. And because Noach lived in a time of Avodah Zarah, so Noach's neshama, on some level, was meluchlich with the Indian of Avodah Zarah. And because it was meluchlich with the Indian of Avodah Zarah, so we didn't want to have Noach's name in Moshe Rabbeinu's name, because Moshe Rabbeinu, whose Avodah was to bring down the Torah, Ata Reisel Adas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einoid Milvardoi, and that there's no such thing as Avodah Zarah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who came to fulfill that Indian, so it's not befitting that Moshe Rabbeinu should even have a remez of the Shem Noach inside his name, because it's unfair. Because Noach is doch meluchlich with the head of Avodah Zarah. He says even further. The Chasam Sofer says that the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was born, had to be put into a... What was he put? 3 months his parents hid him. And then after 3 months, they made a teva. And they took the teva and they put it into the suf. Right, Rashi and Parshas Noach, he compares and contrasts between the teva of Noach and the teva of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he was put into it. Why was he put into a teva? Because he had to be mesakin. Right, if he's a Gilgal of Noach, that means he has to be mesakin Noach. So if he was a Gilgal of Noach, he had to be mesakin Noach. And part of the tikkun was that he too had to go into the Yam Suf. But when he came out of the Yam Suf, he says on some level, he was mesakin already the Inyan of Noach. And says the Chasam Sofer, that's why he didn't need the Nun so much in his name, because he was mesakin it. And that's the Oymek. Vatikra Shmoy Moshe, why? Because she schlepped him out of the water. He was in a teva. He was now pulled out of the teva. And if it's for that reason, he doesn't need the oimek anymore. The emes is that Rizal, Rav Shlomo Yoch brings in the Hagoyis to the Oitzres, that the Ari HaKudosh said that that's part of the oimek. That what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? He said, Vim ayin mecheni. He says, what did he mean, mecheni? Wipe me out. Mecheni said that Rizal is Rosh HaTevis main noyach. Because we know the Zohar HaKadosh said that there was a taina noyach, that he didn't daven for the door. and that's why the Dor got wiped out, right? That's why it's only Vinoyach Matzachen. But there was a tain on him. And the reason there was a tain on him is because he didn't daven. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew he had to be Masakir Noyach. So how's he Masakir Noyach? He's going to daven. Now he's going to daven. He's putting everything out on the line. He says, I'm willing to give up everything. Mechenina, right? Like Yehuda. Who's v'chatosi l'chakol ha'yomim, right? Everything. You could have everything and everything. He was willing to put everything on the line because he knew he had to be misakin the sinyan of. He had to be misakin the sinyan of Noach. And by the way, Noach was given 120 years to do this inyan. And he didn't do it. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, who's misakin Noach, lived for 120 years. Because you need 120 years to be misakin what Noach didn't do during those 120 years. Oh, but the emes is, Moshe is really not just Moshe Shei Sevel. It's really Moshe Sheis Noach in Hevel. And really, there should be a Remez of Noach. The reason we have a Remez of Noach is because right at the beginning, when Basi gives the name, he was Mesakin a little bit Noach. But the real reason, because he, Moshe Rabbeinu, his whole life had to be Mesakin Noach. The real reason is because Noach has Avodah Zarah. And we don't want to take the Shem Avodah Zarah and attach it to the name Moshe Rabbeinu. Stating that, in Shoiften, by the Pesel Micha, but Moshe Rabbeinu had a grandson whose name was Yohanan, and this Yohanan was the son of Gershon, who was the son of Moshe. He went and he engaged in Avodah Zarah. It's there that the pasuk refers to Moshe, not as Moshe. It refers to him as Menashe. Menashe, what shaykhis does Moshe Rabbeinu have? So the Gemara said, because he did Maisa Menashe. Says the Chassam Sofer, if you want to know the Panemius. The Panemius is because really on some level Moshe Rabbeinu's name was Menashe. Because Moshe is Moshe Sheis Hevel, but we're missing the Nun. And if you take the Nun and you insert it into Moshe, so it depends on where you put the Nun. But if you put the Nun between the Mem and the Shin, what you have is Menashe. It's not Stam a Mikra that we mention the name Menashe. It's because really Moshe Rabbeinu's name could have been Menashe. It's just because of a sensitivity. Noach has a Sheiches to the Dor of Avodah Zarah, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to be Oiker that. Why would we attribute the Nun? But in this Maisa, where Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson is being Nichshol in Avodah Zarah, here the Torah was megalotas this inyan, that really there is a Nun. There's a Nun that has epis ha-shaychis to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is Rashi Tevis, Moshe Sheis Hevel. The part of the Soyed and the Pella, that is the name Moshe. The truth is that the Chassam Sofer says that Neshama is the same Moshias. It's Moshe Sheis Hevel and Noach, because that's the ultimate Neshama. The ultimate Neshama that came down to this world was the Neshama of Hevel. Hevel was Neskalgalin Sheis. That was Neskalgal in Noach. It would be Neskalgal later in Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the ultimate Neshama, but in that Neshama licked Menashe, and that's why there's one place in Sefer Shoiften where you find the Torah refers to Moshe Rabbeinu as Menashe. I mean, this is Dvorim Neskavim. The Shtiklach Torah can give you the chills. We're going to stop here, but again, this is just a little Toyameh, a little Pnimius, like the Chassam Sofer said, that the Pnimius is Yoisim Ekudish from the Chitzonius, just a little bit in terms of tapping into the name Moshe.